We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Do you mind talking about weed? Pot?
No, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're our resident expert. As a person who's never done...
Oh, I know what you're about to do. I've been doing some of those wrong.
You have?
I know.
You saw the story about
my
etiquette.
My whole life.
I haven't even read this, but I figured...
I saw one of them.
Emily Post, who's the etiquette expert,
yeah,
has finally decided to dip her toe into what's going on with weed. Are there rules
etiquette
when it comes to weed?
There is, actually.
I wonder if she's probably done alcohol, but...
Oh, you're wondering if she's ever toked up?
I guess I'm wondering if they've ever done the etiquette rules of alcohol, because I can tell you a million things that people do when it comes to etiquette that drive me nuts.
Can I ask you one real quick?
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't. Dropping ice from a high up into a glass. You chip the ice.
Never do that.
You wreck the ice. Yeah, right. Thank you.
So the other thing, if you really want to make a drink and you don't want the ice to get all melty,
yeah,
you put the ice in the glass and then wait a second before you put warm alcohol on it. Let the ice get used to being in the room temperature, which is the temperature of the alcohol.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing like a big rock and making a Manhattan or something. You let the ice temper to the room for a minute.
Gotcha. I know you sound like a snob, but that actually makes sense.
Oh, God, because if you don't, you take an ice cube and then it's like you pour your thing and you hear that.
Yes.
That's the warm alcohol breaking the crap out of your ice.
Which is the worst thing you could do.
And watering down your drink.
Thank you.
What I was going to say is, if you're coming to my house to drink my wine, don't bring natural light.
Wait. Oh.
Walking in with a 12-pack of beer and then you drink my wine. It's like, yeah. Hey, here's some natural light. Oh, what are you drinking? Is that Farnit? No, it's called Farniente. But thanks. Sure. Why don't you have a bottle?
They do that to you all the time.
Okay, anyway, pot etiquette.
Oh, pot etiquette.
Apparently it's Lizzie Post has published a book on cannabis etiquette called Higher Etiquette. Her grandmother, Emily, was the Emily Post of Emily Post. Let's see. Here's some do's and don'ts from the book. Do, quote, corner a bowl of packed buds when lighting a joint. I don't know what any of these words mean.
I've been doing that wrong the whole time. So you have a pipe, you have a bowl, and it's filled with your green, your flower. You don't take the lighter and put it in the middle and torch the whole thing. You do it at the end, the edge of the bowl. That way, when you pass it on, the next person can get a green hit. But if you light it in the middle,
you just took all the fun.
Yes. And I've been doing
you
that.
You ruined the party for everyone.
Kinda. Yes.
It's like putting your whole mouth in the bowl.
The whole, yes.
It's the double dip of smoking pot.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to know that we are neither condoning nor condemning the smoking of pot.
That's right.
Merely reading the granddaughter of Emily Post's
Thank you.
Etiquette rules on... I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, I should have known that.
Do you think
that.
You're going to practice that this weekend when you're like, hold on, I'm going to like...
No.
So you put it... You're still going to just... Old habits die hard, man.
I'm probably not going to smoke anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see. Don't... Okay, well, I mean, I need to read this. Okay. Don't Bogart the joint.
Okay, so if you're smoking a joint, I was always taught, you take two hits, you pass it on.
Really?
Yeah, you take two hits off a joint. If it's a blunt... which is bigger, you're allowed to take more hits before passing.
Can I tell you something weird? I thought Bogarting, reading this is changing my life. I always thought Bogarting something, because I always heard it, don't Bogart that. I thought it meant you're stealing it, you're hoarding it, you're keeping it for yourself.
Yes.
So I would say that about a beer. Hey man, don't Bogart the beer. Or somebody grabs the chips and dips or whatever. It's like, hey, don't Bogart that. That's not what it is at all. To Bogart something.
Okay, now you're blowing my mind.
It can only be with a cigarette or a joint or something smokable, because to Bogart it means to let it hang on your lip.
Hence Humphrey Bogart in the movies.
Yes!
You're just hogging
you're letting it.
So
I always thought Bogart was the same as hogging it, but it's not. It's about just leaving it on your... You are hogging it, but you're also saliva.
You are.
You're supposed to just hit it and... quit it, or as you said, two or whatever a time.
And then pass it. We call that butt-lipping it.
Okay, well, that's like actually sudden, what Bogarting is. You've always been like, did you Bogart that? It's like, I thought that meant you stole it or you hoarded it.
I did too.
It says, according to her book, to Bogart the joint means to let it hang out of your mouth without seeming to actually smoke it, as Humphrey Bogart did with cigarettes.
Okay.
We've been using the word Bogart wrong.
Yes. That blows me away.
I swear, I've used it for like cars or video
and
games.
It makes
it's like,
sense.
Hey, stop Bogarting that.
Right.
It's like, Bogart never played Xbox.
But we understand what you meant by that because we all thought that's what it meant.
Wow.
Dang, that's.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you may not learn something on this show every day, but today we all did. Do consider offering finger bowls of water.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like when you're eating sticky food and you need to cleanse your fingers or something like that.
Oh, it says you do it in case someone needs to wet their fingers to deal with an unevenly burning or otherwise troublesome joint.
We call that it's starting to run. So it's starting to burn.
I love that we're learning the terminology. So it's just burning on its own and you got to like slow it down.
It's starting to run on one side. So we used to just kind of stop it.
You would do saliva on it?
Yeah. So now you're saving. I know. Yeah. But this is better because we're not using saliva. You get
you
to wet your fingers.
You got a finger bowl.
And you just stop the running joint. Yeah.
Huh. How do you make your own? Like, do you roll your own things? Because, I mean, I've seen in the movies, the guy's like, it's always like, you know, what's all right. He's like, and he's licking the side of the paper.
Yeah.
And like closing it. So would you use the finger bowl of water for that as well?
You can actually. Yeah. So, instead of licking it and getting your spit on it for everyone to have to.
This is almost like being at a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh, yes.
With a rice noodle like thing that you make a spring roll out of.
If that's the way you
it's
are.
That's the way I want to picture it. Okay. Give me a second. They bring you like a warm bowl of water and then you can like form your. Yeah, you put the little. It's like a tortilla and then you roll it up and you need a little extra.
Nice.
Like when I'm making chili rellenos at home.
Okay.
Out of egg roll or wonton wrappers, you know, the bigger. Because some people are like trying to do the egg wash or whatever. No, I use wonton wrappers. And then to get the very end, if you have a little thing, I personally use a little bit of the chili oil.
Look at you.
From my chilies and I. But occasionally I'll have the warm bowl of water.
And it'll go ahead and use that for the...
Yes.
You're this far away from rolling joints, man.
As long as they got shrimp and vegetables inside. Don't offer cannabis-infused foods without clearly labeling them. That one kind of goes without...
Okay.
You know, there are people who work in this building who are known for edibles.
Yes.
They produce other shows on this radio show. Okay. But sometimes said people will bring
you're
in brownies
right,
and it's
right.
Like, man, you got to tell me, is that a brownie or is that a brownie?
Yes. Because his wife makes incredible edibles, but they never tell you.
Yeah. You got to clearly label that stuff.
Yeah.
And the last one is one you've started to hit on. How many times are you allowed to hit a blunt before you pass it?
Okay.
You were right on the money. With a joint, it's two times.
Two times, you get two hits and then you pass it on.
How many? Everyone, this is going to be a quiz on our Facebook page. It's not. We're going to tell you the answer. But Steve's got to know, how many times can you hit a blunt before you pass it?
Right.
Is the prerequisite two? Is it only one? Is it three? Is it four? Is it 100? How many times can you hit a blunt?
How many? Because I don't know for sure.
You just get one extra hit, buddy.
Oh, it's three on
you
a blunt.
You get a tray on a blunt.
And then you pass it
you
on.
You pass it on,
okay,
people!
Okay.
And if it's starting to run, use chili juice! No, don't do that. Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.